Christmas and maybe also a Happy New Year when I see you. And enjoy the wine and a mince pie. Goodbye.
Hello, it's Red News podcast number 12, and you've just listened to a great journo going after Van Gaal at Christmas. I thought it was funny. And then when Schweinsteiger scored against Watford, which is probably until now the last time we celebrated, and it feels like a football in Bukaka we've just experienced. We've seen goals and a win. We've just beaten Swansea 2-1, so I'm with Nick and Nathan the Sellers. What do we think?
Better.
Yeah,
been better all week, hasn't it? I think Chelsea was an encouraging sign first half, and then
still worry though.
Oh, it's still worrying. But we get slagged off for being negative, and I'm being positive.
Any team that runs is a sudden panic, but I can't work out the defence. Probably I've got no idea who's playing where. Brings Darmian on, switches him, and Nick's driving us the wrong way. Marshall was.
That's where I'm going,
innit? Good. Well, while Nick does that, I thought Marshall was brilliant today. And Nick's had a nightmare here, same route he usually takes. But Marshall was good, wasn't he, Nathan?
Yeah, again, I'd like to see that second goal again. And because that was him doing what he does again, like, looked really good. Yeah, it's just more positive, like, going forward again, like, Ashley Young again running out of his skin again. Right. Hopefully
he did well. You think if only we had the players in the right position, we'd be creaming it, wouldn't we? Really? I just don't know where we are really with United right now. I can't get my head around it. There was such a strange atmosphere in the first half. Like everyone's waiting for a spark, fearing we're gonna, and then you think it's 0-0 again. But no, people got behind them, which is good. But it just feels like we're in a flotsam, really.
I think it says a lot when Ashley Young's been your best player over the last three matches.
Well, yeah.
He's been doing
for a while. He's the one who understands the process and the philosophy, isn't he? So your bugbear is Daily Blin's corners, isn't it, Nick?
It drives me mad. The last person I saw I'd take a corner that bad was Anderson. And I actually think that he's probably slightly worse. He's still not connected with a person yet with a corner.
It can't be as bad as Phil Jones taking corners, surely. We're not at that.
Phil Jones.
Do you know what annoys me about corners is that, and Steve said it at the time, that it can't be that hard. It can't be that hard to take a corner. Like,
yeah, but we've never perfected it for about 20 years, have we?
Think about it, though. If he's, you know, he came with this great reputation for playing a great pass like that header for Van Persie in the World Cup, and he can't take a corner.
Yeah.
Let's just reflect on that. I mean,
I'm more worried about his defending, really, which always worries me these days. We started well that season where it was like him, Smalling, yet good. And since then, he just gives me the nudges when the ball's, someone's running at him. He doesn't know what's going on. It's like we don't know his best position and where to use him. And he doesn't know where his best
John
position is.
John O'Shea syndrome, that, isn't it?
Well, yeah. A Dutch John O'Shea, who's slightly technically better. Yeah, so what, how are we going to predict what's going to happen? The football errs this way and that. You always think we're a calamity around the corner. But, yeah, equally, we're only 6 points behind City as we speak.
We're getting around that. Let's hopefully they get beat. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I think
Rooney better today, do you think?
Rooney was running at the defence.
Like, he ran for the goalie. I thought, Jesus, that's the fastest I've seen him run in years.
Yeah, he had quite a few chances there. Yeah. He had a good header.
Mata was better, a bit more influential.
I didn't like Mata today. I thought he was dreadful.
In what way?
He's all right when he's in the middle of the field. And as we said already today, that he's that type of player you'd have if you're in a five-a-side team. But he's nice in tight areas, but when he's got space, he's just a bit clueless.
Was that under instruction? He never, apart from Anfield, he's just not the game changer we thought he'd be. And you think, I've said it before, but you thought it'd be 1-0 Mata. Mata's to change the game, and he doesn't do that enough. Herrera, I thought, was energetic.
He obviously is.
Snyderlin? I like him. Just give him a go now, 10 games, like that's it. Don't, if he has a bad game, he's got to stop this. Oh, he's had a bad little, you know, right, that's it, I'm taking him, I'm changing it again. Unfortunately, Garrett looks a bit old, so you have to think, what is the team that's going to get the best results for this period? It's not Fellaini, is it?
No. Do you think Schneiderlin would be in that team, though? I actually think he would be. I don't think he's been particularly brilliant, but again, I think he needs some consistency for his game, and I think he will develop, and I think he will be that player that we've wanted for the last 5 years. But if he doesn't play, he's not going to be that player.
So you think we've got a run of games now building up to Liverpool, and that's you know, Van Gaal's future. There's so much. It's almost getting boring. I can't handle almost listening to him because I'm so bored with it all. You know, they're either going to make the decisions or they're not going to make the decisions. Results will define him. But we've got to go to Anfield and get a result.
How many games are up to then?
We've got Newcastle, Sheffield United.
Southampton.
I mean, Sheffield United could be a banana skin, but surely, hopefully, we'll give the cup a game this
time. He's got to play two up front, though, for that. I'm damned if he plays 4-2-3-1.
We've recalled Will Keane.
God.
Two goals in the Championship. And then he says he might sign a striker because we need goals after he got rid of them all. And he said we didn't need a striker. So these are some of the decisions that just baffle and annoy me.
That's the
philosophy. Because it's almost like he's a master of his own doomlordery, really. He's brought on a lot of this on himself, and his stubbornness has been his undoing.
Yeah.
But he's been backed into a corner, and we've seen a little bit better. But people are still, it's hard to judge the mood of the Reds walking out, really. A lot, obviously, everyone happy we've won, but you still get that feeling.
Only just so, that bloody goalkeeper header at the end.
I'd gone to sell, that would have been.
That would have been the end of Van Gaal if that had gone in. I honestly believe that would have been.
Sealed by a Fabianski header.
Yeah. Fair play to him, he picked it out. But a great header if it had gone in. Kind of wanted it to go in.
No, Nick. Jesus Christ. Either, I don't know what's worse, saying that or you just saying you listen to fucking American football podcasts. Jesus Christ. This one, I know we struggle at times, but bloody hell. That's rock bottom, isn't it? Nick's not getting his German porn quota of football, so I think he's a bit upset, generally.
Yeah, I am. I don't like the winter break. It makes me very sad. The light goes away, the Germans go away.
He said he's not watched a game live in all over Christmas. He's almost tearful. And the only football he's had to deal with is us.
And that's what I've been
saying. Well, we've now seen 6 goals in 9 games at Old Trafford. We've scored, 24 in 20? You try and every time say try and be positive, and then you look at the
stats. That's why. It's not.
You just bring the mood.
I started
down.
This on a positive note.
No, we are. We've won. It's rare that we can say. So what are your?
We've won the Scouts of the Wolves.
Yes, and that.
And
we
scored more than one goal.
Yes.
Let's take that into account.
Go,
Marshall scored.
So what are your hopes for United for this year? Bar bleeding obvious, win the league and shit like that. What do you want?
I really want. Depay to start playing well. That's what I really want.
No.
And that was upsetting, that, because I thought he could have come on for Matt to just have a bit of run. He had success running the ball.
After that Stoke debacle.
I think that could have been you have to take Young off and stuff, so we didn't have all the substitutes we ideally would.
And he has to make a defender substitution every game, that's written in the contract. Right, so what's yours, Nathan?
Just to be a bit more exciting again. Like today's was better. Just carry on, and I don't know if we're gonna sign anyone in January.
I think a left back, they always seem the vibe too. That'll be, as long as it's not Ashley Cole. Sign Paddy back, that'll be good. I think I just see people smiling again. I hate selling, and everyone's down and morose, and you think United has there's a style and an almost arrogance about us. You don't want to lose that. You just don't want to be another football club, and you don't want to be in the doldrums. You certainly don't want to see so few fucking goals at Old Trafford. You want us to go get a buzz back. And I hope we sing Glory, Glory, Man United instead of who the fuck Man United wants this season. That would be nice. All right. Happy New Year, everyone. Cheers.